In 2015, Notre Dame challenged the Affordable Care Act mandate and wanted to be exempt from providing birth control for its students and employees. Paul Brown is Notre Dame's vice president for public affairs and communications. He says the original lawsuit challenging the ACA was about religious freedom and the government deciding which institutions had to follow the law and which were exempt.
We thought that was definitely a slippery slope, allowing the federal government to kind of decide who was Catholic enough and who wasn't.
Eventually, a compromise was reached where Notre Dame's health coverage companies Meriton Health and OptumRx would provide the birth control coverage at no extra charge as part of a supplemental insurance plan. Then, in October 2017, President Donald Trump expanded religious and moral exemptions to the federal insurance mandate, and Notre Dame announced it would drop those plans. A few days later, the university walked that back, saying the third-party coverage would still be available and that the school had wrongly assumed the companies would no longer offer the coverage. In February, Notre Dame's president, the Reverend John Jenkins, issued a statement saying the university would drop the third-party coverage but would provide coverage through the regular university plan for what he called simple birth control and natural family planning. The university says a copay will cover some forms of birth control, including some oral contraceptives, but other forms of birth control, including the copper IUD, will not be covered. Here's where the university makes its distinction. It'll cover contraceptives that prevent conception or ovulation, but not those that prevent implantation or interfere with the development of a pregnancy. School spokesperson Paul Brown says the decision follows Catholic teaching about human life.
Protection of innocent life is a highly compassionate concern of a Catholic institution like the university, and human embryos are human life.
A group of students and faculty called Irish for Reproductive Health says it's confused by the distinctions. A petition filed in early May with Jenkins' office asked for clarification on what will and won't be covered and at what cost. The group says it hasn't gotten the asked-for clarification and has sued the university and the Trump administration. Natasha Reifenberg is a plaintiff on the suit and a member of Irish for Reproductive Health. She's a recent Notre Dame graduate, but is still on the school's health plan. Her parents work for the university.
People should have access to basic reproductive health care regardless of where they go to school or where they work. And I felt very motivated by the values of Notre Dame to actually pursue being a plaintiff in this lawsuit.
Reifenberg says Catholic teachings of compassion include leaders not disproportionately disadvantaging those they serve.
This idea that we can engage in kind of inclusive dialogue and that those solutions are going to be much more just and compassionate than decisions that are made top down.
Michelle Banker is a senior counsel at the National Women's Law Center and one of the lawyers on the suit. She alleges the administration and the university made a private pact to allow Notre Dame to deny coverage to its employees and students.
What this lawsuit does is it challenges a settlement agreement that the university is claiming gives it the right to do this, even though the Trump administration rules that were issued in October are currently blocked by two federal courts, and they have been since December.
Brown says the university disagrees with the characterization of a backroom deal with the Trump administration.
Certainly some of the hyper-political statements saying that Notre Dame conspired in a backroom deal with the White House is just patently false, and I think deliberately so.
The lawsuit against Notre Dame and the Trump administration was filed in U.S. District Court on June 26th. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jennifer Weingart.